you are some serious morning people. Not only coming to the 7:30 Mass, but after the time change, here you are in a nice, beautiful spring day nonetheless. Psalm 42, there's a line that echoes throughout all of sacred scripture. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls unto deep. These two deep longings. God's deep, eternal longing for us. And this longing of God's calling unto the depth of our very being, our heart. And this other longing, the eternal longing that we have within us, calling out into the deep of God's very being, into the depth of his heart. And there are places in the gospel where these two longings meet, where there are encounters. And this one that we have in the gospel today with the woman at the well. Jesus is traveling. It's a 3 days journey from Galilee up to Jerusalem. And he stops in the middle of the heat of the day, tired, and sits down at this well, Jacob's well, in Samaria. And he looks out over the land, and Jesus thirsts. He's thirsting. He looks out over this land, the very place, this particular plot of land, Shechem, where the Lord had brought Abraham and promised to him, I will give this land to your descendants. By the very well in which Jacob had first caught sight of Rachel, the beloved of his heart, his first love. She was tending sheep and coming to get water for the sheep, and he rolled the stone away to the well, took her in his arms, kissed her, and began to weep. The longing of his heart having been met by the beauty of this love of his Rachel. And this was the place, Shechem, in which after the Israelites had wandered 40 years in the desert after they had come out of Egypt, been brought out of Egypt, 40 years wandering in the desert and had come through the waters of the Jordan, it was here that Joshua gave his speech to the tribes that we come into the land that the Lord has given to us. And so choose who you will follow. For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And so Jesus comes to this place and he's thirsting. And along comes a sight that you would never see, a woman alone in the middle of the day coming to get water. You don't go get water in the middle of the day in the heat of it. You go in the cool, either the morning or the evening of the day, and you come in numbers. But here she's coming alone so that no one else may see her. And even more strange, Jesus begins to speak with her, asking her for a drink of water. And there becomes, in this moment, this playful banter between the two of them. He says, give me a drink. She says, who are you talking? How are you talking to me, a Samaritan woman, asking for a drink? He says, if you knew the gift of God and who was asking you for a drink, you would ask him for living water. She must have thought, this man's had too much sun. Talking about this magical living water, that when you drink it, you won't thirst again. You won't need to come for more water. But then the conversation turns. It becomes much deeper all of a sudden. Because he asks her to go call her husband. I don't have a husband, you're right. You've had five. And the one you have now is not your husband. He's striking a nerve within her heart. revealing her to herself what's at the core of her deepest longings, her deep, eternal longing for love. That he's revealing that her desires, all through her life, as our desires are, it's not a matter of them being too much. Because we sometimes get it in our mind that my desires, the things I want in this life, the things I'm longing for, are just too much for God. Like they're the things that lead me away from God. No, the problem is not that our desires are too much. They're not deep enough. They're not deep enough. We're content to drink out of shallow mud puddles to try and quench our thirst when God is calling us to something deeper, to the wellspring of eternal life. And so he strikes this nerve in this woman, revealing her deepest longings, and he reveals to her, which he has revealed to no one else at this point, no one else in all the Gospels up to this point has he clearly revealed that he is the Messiah. But to this woman, he has. This woman in which this is the longest conversation that Jesus has with anyone in the Gospels is this woman at the well. This woman who herself had been chewed up and spit out by this world in seeking the longings of her heart. And he reveals to her this truth of who he is and that he has come to seek the helpless. Paul says in his reading today that while we were helpless, Christ came and died for us. While we were still helpless, and that this, Jesus tells her, is what the Father seeks. These are the people he seeks to come to worship him. God the Father is longing for the helpless, who know that they need God, who are longing for something more. And she goes off into the town, declaring, "Come and see a man who has told me everything I have done." Did he tell her everything in her life? No, but he struck at the deepest core of it, of everything that she had been seeking for in her life. Do you guys know this woman's name? Anyone know her name? It's because you're a bunch of Western Catholics, as I am too. The Eastern Church has a tradition, though. She's known in the Eastern Church, much more known than in the Western Church, as Saint Fotina. Her name means light, the saint of light. Because this saint was known to have led so many to Jesus that she herself, who had spent all these years in longing and searching, having encountered him and having drank the eternal waters, the living water that he had offered, she spent the rest of her life now as this light leading so many others to him that she's known as the saint of light. She herself had become this wellspring of the living water that she had drank from and was now welling up from the depths of her own heart to the depths of God's desire in his heart.